You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everything that I've been warning you about is coming true, and I hate it. And I mean it, I hate it. It had been my intent, my dream, my purpose in doing all that I have done, subjecting my family to all the suffering that they've been subjected to, and spending all the money that we've spent upon this instead of upon ourselves, to try to prevent any of this from ever happening by waking enough people so that by sheer weight of numbers of educated, awake, intelligent, smart people, could prevent all of this. I have this overwhelming sense that somehow I failed. And I really don't know what to do about that, except to continue in some manner to try to help bring this to some eventual resolution by hook or crook. And as I've always said, hopefully without any bloodshed. But if they're intent upon taking liberty, then by whatever means necessary to prevent the usurpation of our natural rights protected by the Constitution. You see, the government is not Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. Never was. It's not Bill Clinton. It's not the Congress. It's not Newt Gingrich or Bob Dole or any of those people. The government is the Constitution of the United States of America and the first 10 amendments thereof. That is the government. When that goes, the government goes. It is no longer America. It is no longer liberty. I have no idea what it's going to be, truthfully. I cannot foresee the future, although I can tell you from all of my studies and research that I believe it's going to be very much a cross between the old Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. And I believe I can go a long way toward proving that. And I can certainly prove that there's going to be a world government. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. And it's coming soon. And as you're going to hear tonight, we're on the verge of losing it all. And as I've predicted in the past, these acts of terrorism will escalate. And they will be blamed upon religious fundamentalists of whatever kind they decide to label. Our patriots, our constitutionists, or some wacko, lone nutcase like Lee Harvey Oswald. And of course, all of the people who these acts are ultimately blamed upon, will be just pawns. You know, if this were not all true, I would not have been able to predict it so absolutely accurately. And as you're going to hear tonight, oh, there's much more to this than meets the eye. So don't go away. I'll be right back.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Behind you, something's not right.
Throw out your arms. It's the Bombass. We're here for the veterans. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. Did you got a complaint? Then you're the best.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. That's the best I can do for your soul.
Hillary Salama, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying take the mark is your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar's right, Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. In tight black and white, program agitation. Your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar's right, Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. In sight, black and white, program agitation. We're all dancing to the drums of uproar's right. Clinton's preparing it for another huge.
From our station chief on the scene in Oklahoma City. Did I dream that I heard this? Did someone else say it? Please find someone else who listens to National Public Radio's All Things Considered evening show today and make sure that I am mistaken about this. I hope I am wrong. I thought I heard a professor from George Washington University, when being interviewed about the explosion of hate, say that we would have to choose between keeping and expressing our freedom of speech and having freedom from terrorism. The latter, he felt, was far more important. I can't believe it. I just can't. This is getting to be a bit much. People in this area are getting very strange indeed, and a lot of it is because of the overwhelming presence of the national media. One woman with a 34-year-old son still missing in the rubble was upset and offended because all of the media attention was being directed toward the children lost in the daycare center when she herself had lost a child. She does have a point. I understand her feelings completely, and I agree that the national media guys have been trying very hard to exploit this disaster in pursuit of better ratings and demonizing the enemies of socialism. And what better way to jerk the tears out of the television audience than to display innocent death? Connie Chung.
Oh, you can tell me, dearie. I won't tell a soul.
Anti-Connie Chung's sentiment is at an intense level because of her stupid remarks on air to the head of the firefighter units. I did not see that exchange. I have only heard about it, and everybody's angry. I've heard, but do not know for sure, but after many out-of-state helpers had joined the Oklahoma City Rescue Forces, Chung...
Oh, you can just whisper it in my ear, dearie. I won't tell a soul.
Chung asked the Oklahoma City Fire Department head if things were going to get moving now that he had competent help. As if she couldn't see with her own eyes what an overwhelming task the rescue work is and has been, and deduced that every pair of hands was needed. If this really occurred, it is inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable. I told you, folks, the media is completely discredited. They're the scumbags of the earth. They are beneath contempt. You can find them one layer below whale feces at the lowest point on this earth, at the bottom of the sea. People are getting angrier and angrier with the media coverage. You can walk in any grocery store and hear bits of conversation such as, quote, did she think it was just a teepee that blew over or something? Don't they know we have indoor plumbing here? Did she expect to see cattle in the streets or what? And that's just one thing that is upsetting everyone. It goes on. There was a meeting with the press held by members of the Islamic religion who were saddened and hurt that one of their ministers had not been asked to say a prayer at the big memorial service last Sunday when both the Christian and Judaic religions were represented, especially after they had been initially blamed for the bombing. They had even asked to be allowed to offer an Islamic prayer, but were told by the organizers that at the time of their request, everything had already been arranged and it was too late to be a part of the event. Baloney. The Islamic fundamentalists, and fundamentalists, especially Islamic fundamentalists, have been demonized by the press. They are persona non grata. So much for liberty. So much for all men are created equal. So much for you are innocent until you are proven guilty. In many ways, this country departed from this world a long, long time ago. All that they wanted to do or show their support for the community and offer a prayer for those poor, dead souls, many of whom are still in the rubble. And all they wanted to do by holding the press conference was to let other Islamic believers in the surrounding communities know that they had made the effort to participate, but it had not been available. And that it was true that the entire event had been put together in just a matter of a few days. They say they were not angry about it. I find it quite hard to believe that. They're probably not showing their anger. But it's absolutely true that they are very, very saddened and hurt. And living in the community and having businesses in Oklahoma City, they wanted to share their feelings. They wanted to be a part of it. And they wanted to tell the other members of their religion through this press conference how they felt. The national press, ladies and gentlemen, had the audacity to ask them if they were going to sue. Can you believe how callous these people are? Scum. The members of the press are scum. Totally discredited. They have no standing anymore. Of course, the Islamic representatives had no intention of bringing a suit, and they said as much. But you have to admit, they should have been included, and it was probably just an unintentional oversight by the service organizers. I would really like to believe that. Even though there are over 6,000 Islamic believers in the Oklahoma City metro area alone, they just go about life like everyone else. They're not what you would call high profile. There's a big difference between the followers of the Prophet Muhammad and terrorists. Most people don't even think about the fact that there are mosques in the Oklahoma City area, and the organizers of the service have been very apologetic and embarrassed about the situation, or at least they appear to be, and they say they never meant for anyone to be slighted. But don't you think that's just a little bit too much of an obvious oversight? The media, of course, scumbags as they are, liars, despicable liars, have done their best to make a tremendously divisive thing out of this. Remember, ordo ab cao, divide and conquer. It is a credit to everyone that the majority of people are refusing to fall into this trap. In fact, it is bouncing back on them. They're going to pay for this in spades. There's a definite feeling of impatience and intolerance rising in Oklahoma City. Our station chief happens to have an anti-gun control bumper sticker on her car. Yesterday she was yelled at by another driver, and today was the recipient of an unmistakable hand gesture accompanying repeatable remarks because of the bumper sticker in support of the second article in amendment. She says, and I quote, "I am considering taking it off of my car because I travel often with my daughter. She doesn't need to see or hear those things at this age of her life, and I don't want to someday find my car vandalized by socialists just because of a bumper sticker." And it gets worse. I telephoned my father in Tulsa yesterday afternoon. It was the first time we had spoken since about 2 weeks before the explosion. Throughout my entire upbringing, my father has always been a patriotic man, a World War II veteran who has always kept his rifle from that war clean and in readiness. Although he never taught me or my brother how to shoot or to handle firearms, we had to learn on our own. He has always had strong pro-American feelings and came from a family which had very, very strong patriotism. To this day, my grandmother, who is now 95 years old, and by the way, it's the station chief speaking, not me, ladies and gentlemen. My grandmother, who is now 95 years old, will not shop at the Escott's grocery store in Cushing, Oklahoma, where she has lived for over 75 years, because back in World War II, the son of the late Old Man Escott managed to get out of serving his country when he was physically able to do so. She is still angry about that. My grandfather, who died in 1990 at the age of 95, served in World War I, and his grandfather fought for the Confederacy in the Civil War. This family line, which Dad comes from, is of strong pioneer stock with long-standing outspoken opinions about the rights protected in the Constitution. I was raised on this stuff, and the often-told stories about political rights and wrongs go way, way back in history. So you can imagine my surprise, shock, and utter disbelief to hear the dreadful things coming from my dad's mouth since the federal building bombing. In a short period of 7 days, all of the years of his life have been erased. And he is somebody else now that I never knew before and do not want to know at all. He sounded to me like a clone of the mainstream media news broadcasters, and the words he was saying were treasonous. He has been brainwashed and mind-controlled by 1 week's worth of television coverage. Unbelievable. I did my best to explain to him what the militia really was according to law, what purpose it served, what principles most militias stand for, that a few foolish men do not make all those who love this country evil and dangerous. He wouldn't hear a word of it. He said he'd rather be killed in his home by some invading enemy than to be rescued from the invader by a militia member. Now that's quite a bit of brainwashing, ladies and gentlemen. That is really something. He He'd rather be killed in his home by some invading enemy than to be rescued from the invader by a militia member. That's over the edge. And that's me talking now. That's over the edge. He's gone over the edge. He has fallen off the world. And I'm sorry, Michelle. I don't want to hurt your feelings by saying that. And I hope you understand I'm trying to make a point to the listening audience about how bad this propaganda campaign is and what despicable liars the press has turned out to be. When I was thinking, and this is the station chief talking again, when I was thinking last Saturday night that my life had changed, I guess I did not realize the full extent of it. My dad is now the enemy. I can't talk to him anymore. Knowing his attitude, I wouldn't dare let him know what I think or believe, because it could become for me a fatal disclosure at some future time. I am just stunned. If the welfare programs weren't enough to destroy the family, this media blitz will surely complete the task. This has been a very sad time. I don't think I've ever felt so discouraged, but you can't just go inside and shut the door and hope people will leave you alone. It won't happen. But I am going to have to see what can be done to speed up the relocation of my family out of this town. Keep it on your prayer list, please, ladies and gentlemen. You have no idea the work that this woman and her husband and many other people have put in to bring you the truth about what happened in Oklahoma City. And personally, I'm very pleased and flattered that she trusts us enough to share her personal feelings from her heart. And I would ask that you all devote a prayer for her and all of the other people who are working so hard in this effort. You see, I direct, I lead, I call, I suggest, I give people hints, I try to encourage them, but they do it all. They do it all. And they should get all of the credit. And here's something else from our station chief. Spoke today with Sean at Oklahoma Cremation Service in Oklahoma City. He went through the cremation process with me in some detail. Now they're telling us that some people were literally vaporized. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. If these people were vaporized, then I can guarantee you they never found any trace of any truck. So they better choose which it is that happened. The cremation process begins with a preheating stage during which the oven is heated to approximately 900 degrees Fahrenheit. The preheating stage takes approximately an hour. At that point, ignition occurs, which creates a very hot flame of about 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit, and the actual cremation occurs. The cremation of a human body after the 1 hour preheat is a 2 hour process, during which time the human remains are reduced to ash and bone fragments. After 2 hours, there is an hour-long cool-down period before the remains are removed from the oven. I'm not trying to be grisly here. They claim people were vaporized by this bomb, and at the same time, they claim that they gathered enough pieces of the vehicle that this bomb was supposedly placed into to identify it, and I'm telling you, it does not compute. So the cremation process takes 4 hours and involves temperatures between 900 and 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. And now let's consider these interesting items. Let's look at just the calcium from the bones only. Just the bones of the human body and its characteristics. We'll stay away from any of the gruesome stuff. Calcium melts at 851 degrees centigrade, which, ladies and gentlemen, equals 1,000 563.8 degrees Fahrenheit. It boils at 1,487 degrees centigrade, which is 2,708.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, when it reaches this boiling point, ladies and gentlemen, it becomes calcium oxide and emits a very bright light. Calcium oxide, in fact, was used many years ago as theater lighting and was called the limelight, because calcium oxide is what's known as lime. Calcium oxide melts at 2,590 degrees centigrade, which is 4,694 degrees Fahrenheit. It boils, and here it is, folks, it boils and vaporizes at 2,850 degrees centigrade, which is 5,162 degrees Fahrenheit. As the vaporized calcium oxide cools, it will precipitate out into the air and then, cooling further, reverts back to a solid state. If any human bodies were vaporized, those are the temperatures which would have been involved. And we're not even talking about how much time it would take at those temperatures. And it would have had to go through a considerable amount of other body parts before it even got to the bones. So, I hope you understand what that means. Now, what I'm going to talk about is sickening. Because even though we know the character of William Clinton, even though we know that he has a long history of lying, even though we know that his life is surrounded by dead bodies, the count is way over 30, and that he has been involved in corruption and criminal activity for many years, and indictments are coming down within the very near future, even though we know all this, what you're going to hear is going to bring it all home to you, and it's going to make you sick. Some of you probably sat and listened to it and didn't really catch it. But you're going to catch it tonight. And so is Slick Willie. Because he ain't as slick as he thinks he is. He's a criminal. He's an accomplice in the murder of Vicki Weaver. And Vicki and Randy Weaver's son, and in the murder of all those who died in Waco, Texas, at the hands of these not-so-teenage ninja pukes that call themselves federal agents. They have no concept of liberty, probably have never read the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Marxists, all. You see, these things could only happen in the Soviet Union. And we all know what happened at Waco. No one went up and knocked on the door and tried to serve a warrant. No one fired at these federal officers. They fired first. All this came out at the trial of the Branch Davidians. It is fact. It is on record. David Koresh, while they were firing into the building, came to the door, stuck his body out of the door, took a tremendous risk, raised his hands, and yelled at them to stop. Stop, please stop. There are women and children in here. Let's talk, he said. And they shot him. Shot him. He did not have a weapon in his hands. And so the Branch Davidians under siege, hearing and watching bullets flying through the walls of their church, not knowing what was happening or why, took up arms in defense of their home and of their church. This weekend on 60 Minutes, an exchange took place that is sickening and is indicative of the mind of these puke-faced socialist traitors. And right after this short pause, I'm going to read it to you. I hate to read it to you. I hate to even look at it. I hate to even think about it. Even though I know all this about Bill Clinton, I hate to even imagine that the President of the United States could do anything like this, could sink so terribly low, that we could be so terribly deceived, that we could have a leader that is despicably without morals, ethics, or character, or even the slightest trace of honor of any kind.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. If you're interested in getting your hands on some real money before the proverbial buffalo chip hits the fan, and I'm telling you, it's not far off, then you better call our sponsor, Swiss America Trading, and talk to them about what real money really is and why you need real money and why that piece of counterfeit paper in your pocket won't do. These socialists are going to bring this nation to its knees, and it won't be the militia that does it, nor will it be patriots. And remember, I've always told you, I've warned you, I have admonished you, whoever fires the first shot wins. Did you hear what I said? That's what the socialists believe. And that's why they blew up in the building in Oklahoma City, because I'm telling you right now, it was the government intelligence community that did it. There isn't any doubt about it. They believe that the first shot wins. Whoever fires the first shot wins, because then they can blame it on their enemies. Here's what we believe. We believe that whoever fires the first shot loses. And I've said it over and over and over and over and over again on this broadcast. The people who have been arrested are not militia members. And I said last night they're not patriots, and I should not have said that, because apparently they were in the military, or at least one of them was. Or two, I guess. And they did serve honorably. And at least one, to my knowledge, is supposed to have served in Desert Storm. So, under the concept that you are innocent until proven guilty, I apologize for making that statement last night. I should not have made it. But it was not the militia that fired the first shot. The militia had nothing to do with this. Patriots had nothing to do with it. And I'm telling you right now, you must not practice what the socialists believe. And it will all come back to them. Everything that they've done is going to come back to them in spades. I will tell you this. If they make any move against the
legal and lawfully constituted militias of the several states under any pretext. You must resist by any means available to you, all means available to you, including some that you haven't even thought of yet. We must not allow to happen here what happened in Nazi Germany. It will not be us sitting in a defense docket in another Nuremberg trial. It will be the real Nazis. The real Nazis. Nazis are socialists. Don't ever forget that. We believe in Republican constitutional government and liberty. The Constitution says no state shall tender in payment of debt anything other than gold or silver coin. The United States Code says that money is gold and silver coin, and that it is expressed in a measurement called a dollar. Call Swiss America Trading now, 1-800-289-2646, folks, and get some real money. And you better do it soon. All indications are that time is running out. And you'd better think about that. And when it runs out, it won't be our fault. It won't be because we've done it, and it won't be because we've started it. But if they want to start it, we are surely capable of finishing it.
They want you to be a slave from birth to grave. The bankers own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
That's right, folks. They want it all. Right now, in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, is legislation that will make Bill Clinton a king. Will make the government an imperial entity. Will strip the rights and the protection of those rights from all Americans. In the guise of security. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. On 60 Minutes. Steve Croft. It seems almost certain now that this is homegrown terrorism, that the enemy is in fact within. How do we respond to that? Slick Willie. Well, we have to arrest the people who did it. We have to put them on trial. We have to convict them and punish them. I certainly believe that they should be executed. I hate to tell you this, Slick Willie. We all despise that bombing. But we don't know if anybody's guilty yet. You've already convicted them and you're executing them. That is not America. And it is not for you to decide. It is for a judge and jury to make that decision. Now listen to this. Clinton calls for a review and reform of the habeas corpus provisions because it should not take 8 or 9 years and 3 trips to the Supreme Court to finalize, in fact, whether a person was properly convicted or not. Now the habeas corpus, ladies and gentlemen, is the only thing that prevents the government from snatching anybody it wants off the street and making them disappear forever. With no explanation, no trial, no nothing. Mike Wallace. Are we Americans going to have to give up some of our liberties in order better to combat terrorism, both from overseas and here? What did I tell you, folks? What did I tell you? I told you that this would be the question they would ask when they committed the terrorist act, and I said it years ago. Bill Clinton. Mike, I don't think we have to give up our liberties, but I do think we have to have more discipline, and we have to be willing to see serious threats to our liberties properly investigated. Now, what in the hell does that mean? He says further, I have sent a counterterrorism piece of legislation to Capitol Hill, which I hope Congress will pass. Now he just contradicts everything he said before. First, he says, I don't think we have to give up our liberties. And then he tells you about the counterterrorism piece of legislation, which outlines exactly how he's going to strip all of our liberties from us. It is, in fact, 100% unconstitutional piece of legislation. And he goes on, which I hope Congress will pass. And after consultation with the Attorney General, that's the murderous Reno, and the FBI director and others, I'm going to send some more legislation to Congress to ask them to give the FBI, which is the only real terrorist group around besides the ATF that I know of, and others, more power to crack these terrorist networks, both domestic and foreign. Well, if that's true, then the FBI and the ATF will have to crack themselves. What domestic terrorist networks is he talking about? Have any been identified? I've never heard of any. Have you? And this bombing in Oklahoma City has not been blamed on any terrorist network or organized group of any kind, nor has it been proven or even suggested that any of these people belong to any organized group or terrorist network of any kind, except in the imagination of the media. This is classic propaganda and brainwashing. Oh, Dr. Louis Jolyon West is probably so proud of Bill Clinton, he's probably shaking like the bowl full of jelly that he looks like. Now comes Leslie Stahl. Listen to this, because this is where it gets really sickening. This is where I may not even be able to read it, but I'm going to try my best. What I kept hearing from the militiamen there, and I gather this is true among all these so-called patriots, is the Waco incident. It seems to be their battle cry. It's their cause. They say that the feds went into a religious compound to take people's guns away. They say no federal official was ever punished. No one was ever brought to trial. I'm just wondering if you have any second thoughts about the way that raid was carried out. Now listen to this, folks, and it's going to be difficult for me to quote this because it literally makes me ill. Bill Clinton. Let me remind you what happened at Waco and before that raid was carried out. Before that raid was carried out, those people murdered a bunch of innocent law enforcement officials who worked for the federal government. Before there was any raid, there were dead federal law enforcement officials on the ground. You absolutely despicable liar. Slick Willie, you have gone overboard with this. There's no one in this country who doesn't know what happened at Waco, Texas, and you just lied your... head off. And he continues. And when that raid occurred, it was the people who ran their cult compound at Waco who murdered their own children, not the federal officials. They made the decision to destroy all those children that were there. And I think that to make those people heroes after what they did, killing our innocent federal officials and then killing their own children, is evidence of what is wrong. I cannot believe that any serious patriotic American can believe that the conduct of those people at Waco justifies the kind of outrageous behavior we've seen here in Oklahoma City, or the kind of inflammatory rhetoric that we're hearing all across the country today. It's wrong. What is he talking about? No patriotic American in this whole country ever said that those people at Waco justified anything that happened in Oklahoma City. He is lying! And nobody says that Waco justifies the kind of outrageous behavior or the inflammatory rhetoric that we're hearing all across the country today. No. It is what you, Bill Clinton, and Janet Reno, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation did at Waco. You murdered those people for nothing. They were guilty of no crimes whatsoever. There were no machine guns. There was no child abuse. There were no illegal weapons. Your warrant was a lie, and everything that you said for those 51 days was also a lie. All of you, and you know it. And I'm calling you on it. You are liars. You are traitors, and you are murderers. And that is the truth. And I am telling you that no patriot and no militiaman in this land is going to do anything or has ever done anything against this country or this government. You have done it. And it will come back on you and your lying, traitorous accomplice, the media. And in some manner that only God knows, you will pay for it under the law. Under the law. We are now busy taking up collections all across this country, ladies and gentlemen, to offer a reward for the arrest and conviction of the bombers, our bomber, whatever the case may be, of the federal building in Oklahoma City, and the murderers of the men, women, and children in Waco, Texas. And we know who they are. If you would like to contribute to this fund, which will be placed in an audited bank account, you may do so by sending your contribution, ladies and gentlemen, to this address. Reward Fund for Oklahoma City and Waco. Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. I'm going to ask that every American gather evidence and proof and begin an investigation to find the culprits, the perpetrators, and help bring to justice the murderers of Oklahoma City and the murderers of Waco, Texas. These were both despicable acts. And we are going to find out who did it. And we are going to raise a fund that is going to ensure that somebody comes out and talks. And I hope you all participate. This is going to come back on you, Bill Clinton, and Janet Reno, and FBI, and BATF, and whoever and however did the bombing in Oklahoma City. And if we collect enough money, maybe we'll have enough to help the children who lost their parents in Oklahoma City. We'll show you what patriots and militia can do. And our actions will not be symbolic, nor will they be empty. I cannot believe that this nation has sunk so low, or that we have someone of the despicable character such as Bill Clinton in our White House. It does not speak well for America. And we're going to have to change that in the next election, and the way to do it is to join the Constitution Party. And you'll find a forum to do that in the next issue of Veritas, which, by the way, you should all be subscribing to, because it's the only place that you're ever going to read the truth about what happened in Oklahoma City. It'll go to press on Monday. And when it hits Washington, D.C., heads are going to roll. You see, I told you that the government would stage a terrorist attack in New York City, and they did. I told you that it would be blamed upon a group of Islamic fundamentalists who would have direct links to the Central Intelligence Agency and to the government. And they were blamed, and they did have those links. You see, folks, there's evidence, and you weren't told about it. There are tapes that were made secretly by an FBI informant of conversations between him and his agency handlers that have linked the nation's largest law enforcement agency and the intelligence community to the most destructive terrorist act in U.S. history prior to the bomb that they planted in Oklahoma City. Ahmed Al-Salem, an FBI informant, used hidden microphones, ladies and gentlemen, given him by Federal Bureau of Investigation agents to record his conversations with agents of the Bureau. A Los Angeles Times article dated October the 28th, 1993, revealed to the shocked readers, those who bothered to read it, details of the FBI's involvement in the terrorist act. FBI spokesmen in Washington have refused to comment. The tapes, ladies and gentlemen, became public knowledge when they were ordered released by a federal judge presiding over the case of the indicted suspects. The Justice Department fought very hard to prevent their release. The terrorist bombing of the World Trade Center left 6 dead and over 1,000 people injured. And we still do not have the final count in Oklahoma City. The tapes, which have been published by the New York Times, reveal that Salem warned his FBI bosses that the World Trade Center was soon to be bombed and urged them to prevent it. It is believed in political circles, and it is known by us, that certain factions within the government had a desire that the bombing be carried out in order to speed passage of draconian legislation to usher in the New World Order. And this suspicion was further fueled by the startling revelation that the Federal Bureau of Investigation denied Salem's request to use phony explosives in the bomb he was helping to build under the Federal Bureau of Investigation's supervision, the bomb that was ultimately used in the World Trade Center explosion. Former Watergate Associate Prosecutor Richard Benvenisti warned that these tapes pose an absolute nightmare for federal prosecutors, and then they were suppressed. And you haven't heard anything about it since then. One high-ranking law enforcement officer who insisted on secrecy said that in less than a year's time, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been linked to criminal abuse of power and the mishandling of cases in 3 different instances. First, we had Weaver, where a host hostage rescue team member, a sniper, Lon Horiuchi, shot Vicki Weaver in the head and killed her while she was holding her little 8-month-old daughter. Killed the Weaver's son, murdered him, and then brought in tanks and armored personnel carriers and over 500 federal agents, including National Guard and military. Shot Randy Weaver and his friend. Destroyed the minds of the little girls inside who survived. And no telling what the baby will remember or what nightmares that little child will experience for the rest of its life. Randy Weaver was tried and acquitted because the trial proved that the federal government had set him up to destroy him because he would not cooperate in spying upon his neighbors. So for those of you who always thought that this could not take place, shame on you. For those of you who think that what happened in Nazi Germany cannot happen here, shame on you. For those of you who will do what the people in Nazi Germany did and wait and wait and wait until finally it's too late and they take you down to the railroad cars and off to a labor concentration camp, shame on you, because I'm telling you it is happening here in the United States right this very moment. And I told you so. I outlined this entire plan and wrote the whole thing in my book years ago, and I have nothing to do with it. I have just studied these creeps for many years. I have studied their rise to power in every instance that socialism has come to power in the history of the world, and they never deviate one iota from their plan. Good God, I wish this wasn't true. I dearly love this country. And I love you all. Good night. God bless you. And may God have mercy upon the Republic.
A new world order. A new world order. It is a big idea. A new world order. Shasta is the Shasta. Swimming nuts.
CFR controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao. They want a new world order. They want it all. And they want it now. This Illuminati imports the dope. They create the chaos. String us out. Crush our hope. They created AIDS. It's their designer disease. To bring you down. To grovel on your knees. They want to vaccinate your child and give them the mark. They want to illuminate you and keep you in the dark. They want you to paper it with plastic, surrender your soul. They want you under their thumb, under their control.
A new world order. A new world order. Indoctrination, indoctrination, it's a new world order, X-83.
shot.